Kia ora, Tefano. Welcome back to Two Gypsy Plants podcast, where we talk plants and make mistakes sometimes. So this is not really an episode. This is what we call a blooper dump number one. Today I'm talking to you not as Sasha, the landscape architect. Sasha, the scientist, is not joining me today for this episode, but I am talking from both of us as the Sasha the editor perspective, from the Sasha the editor perspective. Not even gonna call cut this out, because this is a blooper episode, right? So both Sasha and I, we take turns editing the podcast, and we made it, it's sort of a game now to us to keep cutting little bloopers out and sending them to each other while we are editing, just to have a little bit of fun. And because of that little habit, we've accumulated quite a collection of bloopers. So we thought that why not put them in compilation? I mean, someone else might enjoy it, but also we could always go back to like a listening platform and just listen to them if we feel down, because it kind of, you know, makes you feel better, makes you feel a human, because you do make mistakes. And why not make something funny out of the there we go, why not make something funny out of those mistakes? Yeah, so there we go, this is blooper dump number one. Enjoy.
Hello bloopers.
Fun fact, would you mind if I'll
you go
say something? So
I'm not gonna blow my own horn.
Well, I want to blow your horn because I'm actually
I'm sorry, miss, but you're barking at the wrong tree. Narcissus is the plant, and which has roots that sometimes resemble a human. So yeah, why I wanted to cover Heather. Have a little. It leaves. But yeah, both traditional and so.
Okay, is there like a scientific name of it, or
I
like a botanical
know.
Name?
Sorry. Sasha edited it. Whichever Sasha it is. Okay, the next one. My gosh. After the glass of wine, I don't think it's going to be pronounceable. It is believed to increase the energy, reduce the fatigue, improve mental... blah, 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 improve mental performance...
Because I went to the apothecary, the local apothecary, local apothecary.
Sambuca nigra. Sambuca nigra.
You good?
No. And calendula extract creams.
Calendula. Sorry.
Hannibal calendula. Plantago major is perennial herb that is widely disturbed. Well, and that's
okay.
A wrap.
Okay.
Oh!
Digitalis purpurea. Do you remember what it is?
Loading. Processing. Arrow 404.
Foxgloves.
Mm.
So... I think I've mentioned that foxgloves are actually super duper freaking poisonous to you.
Big part of Russian culture.
Is that valerian?
No, actually, I did not do that, but the other one.
I didn't do valerian just because I thought that you would touch on it, but it's okay.
Unfortunately, valerian did not give me a consent, so I could not touch it.
Okay.
All right.
And today we have a cork. Cork.
Cork screw open, cork top, cork, We have a cork in a bottle.
Do you know where corks come from?
Give the stream a spiciness stems from terpen and why, like, what is it go by, I guess. English is not there.
It's a really cool shot. But I read
German. Fragility, despite its thinner. Unstable potato. Resilience, despite the challenging conditions despite the challenging conditions it inhabits, with Vilvicia mirabilis.
So, Methuselah.
So you were talking about Tanemahuta.
So,
Aplasia arnoldii is the world's largest also known as a titanium aurum or a coast plant. Grown by the Matthias. Why people have to have such weird names when they are botanists?
That palm is called Rivenala Eremogone Bryophylla.
Sorry, that was a wine break.
It is one of the rarest plants and it is native to New Zealand with
I was really wondering who you're talking to.
Myself.
Which is a red wine from Georgia. I was quite...
Whoops.
Spoiler alert.
Well, not spoiler alert. Okay, hold on. I need to... Yeah! I just have to hold this fucking thing so it doesn't fucking... Fuck up.
Have you dealt with Midnella before?
Hello. Just checking that it's still recording.
Vanilla is one of the most labor-intensive plants actually to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Each flower must be pollinated by hand and usually by skilled workers that are using toothpicks or a similar tool. So essentially they're just fucking the flowers all day long. Like... and... Must be nice.
Great. And the unique flavor and vibrant color just...
I can't speak right now. Half bottle later.
So that particular specimen, which you can see on the $5 note, is a height of 32 meters and has a girth spanning 6 meters in circumference.
Yeah, we like a good girth.
Attempts to lab cultivation of Entelloma have been made to no avail. But with this,
haha, I'm not the only one who is touching the microphone. The second type of leaves.
Yeah, keep talking.
They prefer semi-shade, plenty of moisture, and during the growth period, plenty of moisture during the growth period.
We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Yeah, I give you Ifl. Could you flip the light on? Thank you.
If you would like to help our podcast, feel free to follow us. So you enjoy our plant shenanigans and keep it clean.
Boy. Keep it green. Keep it clean, Blix. Okay, sorry.